Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement and an uplifting of your soul. The title of the broadcast today is this, We May Be Small, But We're Going to Give It Our All. I want to repeat that again. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. In Judges chapter 6, if you'll read with me, I have a verse of scripture, verse 15. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherein shall I save Israel? Behold, my father is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. I may be small, but I'm going to give it my all, is the title of our message today. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. Today, this portion of scripture that I read is taken out of the book of Judges, and it is talking about Gideon, one of the great warriors of God. But when God came to Gideon and told him that what he wanted him to do, he said, Lord, who am I? I'm the least in my father's house, and we're poor, and who are we? But you know what? The question is not who are we, but who is our God? When you are looking toward God, we don't have to look at our own strength or our own wisdom or our own assets. It's what God is going to do. And the book of Judges is often called the book of failures, because as you read the book of Judges, in the book of Judges, you see where God's people, Israel, would do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And then for a while, they would be blessed and God would strengthen their land. And then they would fall back into sin and turn their backs on God, and their enemies would come in and put them in bondage. And that's what had happened in this portion of scripture in this time in the book of Judges. The Midianites had come in and put the Israelites into bondage and was taking everything away from them. You know, when a nation rejects God, they reject God's hand of deliverance and power over them. When a nation rejects God, they reject the hand of God's protection over their country and over their lives. You see, God has a protection plan for us and for a nation, for an individual. But when we reject Him, we reject His hand of deliverance. And that's what I'm afraid for America today, that as I see we're rejecting God, therefore we're rejecting His hand of deliverance and protection that would be over every asset and every area of our country. We need, as the song says, go back to the church, get on our knees and pray. That's our remedy. Go back to the church, get on your knees and pray. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. Today, I may seem to be small in the sight of this whole world, one woman going across the country preaching the Word of God, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give it my all. And I know there are people out there that are listening, that you're going to join in with me, and we're going to join together to stand for what is right, to stand for the Word of God, and make known God's precious Word. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. But I want you to rest assured, and I want you to know, we may be small in number, but our God is not small. And that's what I want to talk about today. When God told Gideon to get up and go and fight the Midianites, Gideon said, Lord, I'm the least in my father's house, and my whole father's house, we're poor in Manasseh. You see, the Midianites had come in, and you can see this is a pattern of a last day conflict of God's enemies in this world as well. The Midianites had come into the land of Israel, and they had taken the provisions. The Israelites had to hide their food. They had to hide in caves. They had no way to protect themselves, and they were just at the mercy of the Midianites. But Israel had repented. Israel had cried out to God and asked for help. And guess what? God sent it. Today, if you need help, God will send help. If you need deliverance, God will send deliverance. But you know what? We got to humble ourselves before God and ask for help. God will send it. And in this portion of scripture, God got Gideon's attention. And when you read these chapters about Gideon, you'll find that Gideon laid a fleece before the Lord. In other words, he wanted to make sure that God was calling him. He knew he was small, but he was going to give it his all. And in this portion of scripture, Gideon laid a fleece before God. And each time, God showed him that he wanted him to go forth and make a stand against the Midianites. And Gideon got an army together. Gideon got an army together of 32,000 men. You know, that was a large number for them to get together, seeing that they had no weapons, seeing that they had no leader. There they had Gideon, and he had already declared that he was the least in his father's house. But you know what? God was in the midst, and God was going to give them a victory. And with these 32,000 men, they were going up against the Midianites. Now, you may ask, how many soldiers did the Midianites? Israel had 32,000, so how many soldiers did the Midianites have? They had 1,000,000. Oh, can you imagine going up against 1,000,000 army with 32,000? They may be small, but they're going to give it their all. But see, God wasn't through with them as of yet. God got the army together, and he told Gideon, he said, listen, your army is too large. Now, that would be quite a message to receive. If you had 32,000 men going up against 1,000,000-man army, and God told you the army was too large, you need to thin it out, you would have to say, Lord, wait a minute, what are we talking about? But let me tell you, you may be small, but if you give it your all, God will show you the miracles, and the miracle is going to be in God's power and God's strength and not your own. God said, take the men and get them together and ask who all is fearful. And you know, you would have to say, if he was an army of 32,000 and you were going to go against 1,000,000-man army, there would have to be some fear in the camp. But you know what? Fear is a dangerous thing. When you walk in fear, you see what you're doing is that you're bringing in a spirit of unbelief. Because you walk in fear, you're not believing God for the victory in your life. A lot of people today are walking in defeat because they are walking in fear. Fear brings unbelief, and unbelief brings us where we get paralyzed, where we can't move, we won't walk, we won't do anything for God because we're so fearful. And fear spreads. When a person in a family or a workplace or whatever are always fearful, that thing spreads. So that's the first thing that God dealt with his army, is fear. That's the thing that we've got to deal with in our country today is fear. I see a lot of people are so fearful about what's going on in our country that they are so fearful that they won't make any kind of move at all. But God told Gideon, he said, now ask your men, ever who is fearful, tell them to go home. And when Gideon done that, guess what? 22,000 of his 32,000 men left. Now that was quite a cut in Gideon's army. He started out with 32,000, 22,000's left, at least because they're afraid. And I want you to note something. God didn't go down and say, John is fearful, Jack, Joe. He didn't call names. He said, let them say they're fearful. You know, they admitted that they were fearful and they left on their own accord. You know, when you stand before God, the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. You're going to confess what you have done wrong, what is in your heart. God's not going to have to call it out. You're going to confess that yourself. And that's what these soldiers did. They said, we are afraid and we're going back home. And there Gideon is left with 10,000 men to go fight 1,000,000-man army. Now, they were most definitely a small army, but they were still going to give it their all. These men, and even the ones that left, you had to give it to them because they got together because they knew that they couldn't keep on the way they were. They couldn't keep on running and hiding from the enemy. They couldn't keep on working every day and giving their food and their assets to somebody else. They couldn't keep living in a land where where they were afraid to let their children go out. They couldn't keep living in a land that was rampant with sin. They knew the first thing they did was repent and call to God for help. And when they did that, God gave them a plan. All our country needs a plan. As I'm doing this broadcast right now, our nation is in a shutdown because nobody can come up with a plan. God can give our leaders of our country a plan, but we have got to go back to the church, get down on our knees, and pray. Go back to the church, America. America, get down on your knees and pray. Go back to the church. Get down on your knees and pray. That's what we're going to have to do. And you know, when you will humble yourself before God, leaders, if you're over a city, a state, a nation, whatever, if you'll humble yourself, God will give you a plan. As you will see in this broadcast, God gave Gideon an awesome plan. It wasn't according to a man, but it was according to God's will and victory. Now, if you want victory in your life, you're going to have to go back to the ways of God. And our country is going to have to get back to the things of God. Because right now, it is such a spirit of confusion throughout our land. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows how things are going to turn out. Nobody now has any assurance because we don't know what our government's going to do from one minute to the next because they don't know what to do. They're just running around like, as my mama used to say, with like chickens with their heads cut off. They don't know what to do. We need a plan, and that plan is God's plan. If my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and call on me, God said, I will hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. God will do that for us. He did it for these. He'll do it for us. But then God told Gideon after the men went home, after the 22,000 went home because they was afraid, God told Gideon, he said, Gideon, your army is still too large. Now, whoa, wait a minute, Lord. We started out with 32,000. You cut out of that 32,000, 22,000. The fearful went home. We're only left with 10,000, and you're telling us we're still too large. God said, you're still too large. He said, take your men down to the water and watch how they drink. You know, it's amazing that you could take 10,000 men to the water and all 10,000 men would be thirsty. Now, let me explain something to you. All these men drank from the same water. It wasn't the water they were drinking from that God was going to cut back more men from. It was how they drank. It was how they drank the water. God took him down, and he told Gideon, he said, watch the men. And the men that get down on all fours and drink from the brook and lap up the water from down on all fours, he said, cut them out. Because he said what they're doing, they're getting too comfortable on the battle line. In other words, they're in the army, but they're too comfortable. They don't have their weapon in their hands, and they don't have their eye on the enemy. You know what? If you're going to be a soldier, you're going to have to stay fully alert. You're going to have to know your enemy. You're going to have to keep your eye on your enemy, and you're going to have to keep your weapon in hand because you don't know when the enemy may attack, and he'll get you at your weakest moment at a time, like you're going to be drinking for water. So as they went down, God told him, he said, the man that will lean down and just scoop up the water with his hand, that's the man that you want to keep. The one that has the weapon in their hand, the one that has their eyes on the enemy, that's looking ahead, that's the ones that we want to use. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. And when Gideon got down and he saw the men when they drank, guess what? As he looked out, he had 10,000 men. And as he looked out, 9,700 got down and lapped like a dog, and he cut them out. There was Gideon going to face a million-man army with 300 men. He only had 300 men that kept a weapon in hand and kept their eye on the enemy. And God said, okay, now we can go fight. Hey, we may be small, but we're going to give it our all. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. And when Gideon got up to where the Midianites were, God told them something strange. He told them to get a lamp, get a pitcher, and get a trumpet. and go face the enemy. He said, get up on the hill, up above the enemy. You know what? You got to know first, you got to know who your enemies are. You got to get up above them. You can't get on the same plane they're on. You got to get up above them. And God told them, he told them, he positioned them. He told them exactly where to go. They were to get up above them. They got up and they triangled over top of their camp. And at God's command, they shouted. They blew that horn. They broke the pitcher with the light in it. And when the million man army saw this, this light surrounded them and heard the sound of the shofar horn, the sound of victory, they became so confused at this time. They became so, they were asleep. The enemy was asleep when God's army surrounded them. And when this loud noise came and they looked up and there was nothing but light, the enemy, the Midianites, became so confused and so disoriented, they began to fight one against another. And the Bible says that they killed their own selves. They destroyed their own army. What happened to God's army? They were few, but they gave it. They were small, but they gave it their all. They were just a handful going against a million man march, but they gave it their all. They were small, but they gave it their all. And God gave them the victory that day because they did what God told them to do. Let me tell you something. We can learn from what happened in Gideon's life. We can't be fearful. We got to keep our eye upon the enemy. And we got to keep our weapon, God's Word, which is the sword of the Word, in our hand. And we got to stand forth with the brightness of Jesus Christ in our life. And we can't be afraid to sound out who we are and what we stand for. And just as Gideon's army was on the hills above the Midianites, so will the coming saints of God be at the Battle of Armageddon. And how the armies in the Battle of Armageddon will be destroyed is the same thing. We're going to shine, we're going to shout, and the trumpet's going to sound. Let me tell you, we may be small, but we're going to give it our all. Let me tell you about somebody else in the Bible that was small, but they gave it their all. Little David came upon the army of Israel, and a big giant called Goliath had halted the army and brought them in fear, and they were in fear, and they were walking. But you know what? David came up, he had a plan, because he had been in communion with God. Every man and woman, a boy and girl that's been in communion with God, you can tell how much communion they have, what kind of quality communion they've been in God, of what reaction will be when they get on the battlefield. It'll show up on the battlefield if you've communed with God. And David had communed with God, and when he got down there in front of Goliath and the army of Israel, who was afraid of this one man giant army, he had a plan. And because he had been in communion with God, he had a plan. He told Saul, let me go fight this Goliath. And when he went out to fight Goliath, he was small, but he gave it his all. He reached down, he got some stones out of the brook, and he took one stone and his one slingshot, and he told Goliath, he said, you come at me with sword and spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. In other words, I may be small, I'm going to give it my all, but my God is greater than you and your whole army. That's what we got to know today. It's not in who we are. It's not in what size church you have. It's not in what size bank account you have. It's not in what assets that you have, what land holdings you have, who you know, who you connect it with. It's just who is your God, and do you believe in God? Do you believe God for victory? In our country, it's sad to say, but now you have to define who your God is. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and there's not many ways to God. There is only one way to God, and His name is Jesus. And let me tell you something. People might be talking about the church and this and that. It might, well, this and that. Look, I tell you what, it may be small, but we're going to give it our all. There may be a small band going forth facing the Goliaths, facing the Midianites, but we're going to give it our all. And I'm telling you today, those of you that are listening, don't look at the size of the people around you or the handful of this. If you'll stand up and you'll stand for the Word of God and you'll give it your all, you'll see the victory. As David saw the victory that day, a Goliath fell to the ground. He ran and took his very own sword, cut off his head, held it up for Israel, and God gave a whole nation victory, because even though David was small, he gave it his all. Gideon was small. He even confessed, my father's house is poor, and I'm the least in my father's house. He admitted, I'm small, but he gave it his all, and God gave him the victory that day over a million man army of the Midianites and restored victory in his country. And same thing with David. God, he was small, but he gave it his all. God gave him the victory. What about you today? What are you doing? Why don't you get up? As this is being broadcast most places on Sunday, whenever this time is you're listening to this CD, get up. Go for God. Proclaim the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Give out Bibles. Testify. Pray for those who are on the mission field. Help those that are going out across the radio airways. And bless them, help them to stay on the air, pray for them, write them a letter of encouragement. We may be small, but give it your all. And when we, small groups come together in faith, believing God, you will be astounded at how great and mighty the army of God really is. You know, people are counting Christians out, but you're counting wrong. You know, you're counting wrong. We may be small, but we're giving our all. As God told Elijah when he went up before the worshipers of Baal, and Elijah said, I'm the only one left. God said, oh, no, you're not. I got 7,000 that's never been a knee to Baal or kissed him. Let me tell you, God's got army all over this country. But even though we may be small, even though I may be small, I'm going to give it my all. And I know through faith in Jesus Christ, there are those that are listening to me. You're going to join with me. You're going to pray for me. And we're going to join together. And we're going to give it our all. And we're going to see victory come across our land. You know, a man wrote me some time ago. And he said, I've heard this message all my life, and I just don't ever believe there's going to be ever a revival in our land. Well, let me tell you, he's not going to have a revival. His family's not. But everywhere I go, I'm having revival. Hey, everywhere I go, I'm seeing a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere I go, I'm seeing people coming alive for Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, if we that are small give it our all, God, the mighty one, God, the awesome one, will come down in our midst, and we'll see mighty things happen in our country. God can restore our great nation. God can bring a revival to our great land. We may be small, but we're going to give it our all. I want to know, you out there that are listening, you that are hearing over the radio, you that are hearing over the internet, you that are hearing on the CDs, I want to know, will you stand and say, hey, we may be small, but we're going to give it our all. And then when we stand before the enemy, we'll see the enemy of our faith fall before us, because God, we have to know that the battle is not ours, the battle is God's. And when you realize it's not your power, it's not your might, but it's by the Spirit of God that God will bring forth a victory, we'll see great and mighty things, and the half has not yet been told. Right now at this time, I'm almost 65 in just a few months. And in my younger days, I saw mighty, mighty Holy Ghost revivals, an awesome stirring of the churches and a stirring of the people. But let me tell you something. That was then. I'm believing God in this day, in my days ahead that God allows me to live, I'm going to see a greater outpouring of the Spirit of God than I've ever seen before in my life. Hey, we may be small in the eyes of man. We may be small in our own eyes. We may be small in our country's eyes. But let me tell you, a woman, a man of faith, a covenant woman, a covenant man is not small in the eyes of God. And God will always come down and give those who stand in faith, give them the victory. The little widow woman that threw in two mites saints. Jesus said she gave more than all the rest. She was small, but she gave it her all. I'm encouraging you that are listening. Oh, stand up in faith and give it your all. Put your whole service. Don't lay down by the water. Don't get comfortable. Don't be fearful, but be of those counted in the army of God, that we can go forth and see mighty miracles, see precious souls saved, see people come into the kingdom of God. We might be small in the eyes of man, but not in the eyes of God. But we're going to give it our all, because we're not looking for the glory for ourselves. We're giving it all to God. Today, remember what Gideon said. My father is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. He was small, but he gave it his all. But the God, Lord God Almighty, who is faithful and just, who never turns his back on his people, never turns his back on his children, came and gave deliverance because they stood in faith. That same thing will happen to you and will happen to me. We may be small, but children, give it your all today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for all my listeners. I pray if there be one that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that today you'll save their souls. Let them know they must cry out to Jesus. Lord, I pray, reach down, deliver the drug addict. Deliver those who are bound on alcoholism. Deliver those who are caught up into sin and deep depression and those that are sick and those that are afflicted, those that need healings in their bodies. And for our nation, God, we pray for our nation. We pray for our president and ask God that you protect him and ask God that you give him wisdom and ask God that you encourage our president to do the right thing and to serve you and to call on our nation to turn back to you. God, please cause a revival to come forth in our land. God, touch our hearts, touch and revive for these radio stations that are airing these broadcasts. Bless them this day, I pray. For the preachers that are standing in the pulpits, touch them today, I pray, in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast. You can learn more about my ministry by going to truckingforjesus.org. My books are on there, and other messages are on there, and it tells about my ministry. Please pray with me. Please hold me up in prayer. And remember today, children, we might be small, but we're going to give it our all, because our God is a mighty God, and with him, all things are possible. With him, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Thank you for listening into the broadcast. Please keep praying for me. And if you have a request, the broadcaster will give you my address at the end of the broadcast. God bless you today, and thank you for listening in to this broadcast. We may be small, but we are giving it our all. God bless you today.